Joe, then I got worried about Joe because he was just beside himself, that he blamed himself because he did tell Wally exactly how to do it. And of course, Wally was gone. What anything could do with him? And I told Joe, I said, look, that was just boys, bunch of foolishness y'all carrying on up there. He had tried it before, but back to the suicide note. That dean took that suicide note and revised it before he gave it to that mother. Mm-hmm. She never did see the actual suicide note.
Of course she couldn't.
Well, he thought it would be cruel, but really that was, you know, tampering with something that but he did it. He showed me, I saw the original, and then he showed me the one that he revised it. Oh, well, I thought it was just as well, too, but I was afraid Sam Neill would get in trouble. He was the dean.
Sam Neill?
He was the dean then.
And he did blame it totally.
Well, I didn't either, Elva, but I was just worried about the dean doing that. I mean, the sheriff, if the law had known that, huh?
He did blame
it. Yeah, he blamed it on his mother. And his family, the way he was brought up. He was an only child. And his mother was just real extraordinarily fond of Wally. Most devoted, too devoted. That was part of the problem. She'd been mothering him too much. And see, his father had just died with a heart attack the year before that. And I told Sam Neill all that, and he said, well, this would be more than she could take. I'm going to take that letter. She never would see that original suicide note. It wasn't a note, honey. It was a long letter, about two or three typewritten pages.
To her?
Yeah, it was written to her. She sent me a picture. Coastal Campus and the boys all got together and sent flowers. And she sent me a picture of Wally, which I have somewhere. I don't know where it is. Unless Ava's destroyed it. It's in that suitcase pictures in Atlanta. And also a picture of those flowers. And she had taken them out and put them in a vase. I don't know. It was just a big old arrangement. And she was standing there real sad looking at them. I thought that was the saddest little picture. I just put it away.
Sam Neill was president
of the
college.
Who?
Sam Neill.
Oh, he is? He was a fine man.
Yes.